Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. It's Saturday, and it's the end of week four of Advent, which means altogether, it's Christmas Eve, people. All right. We have a devotion today to end Advent, and we'll have one tomorrow too, by the way, just for Christmas Day. But for today, our devotion is called, I'll Take the Low Road. I'll Take the Low Road. We have one verse to get us through this today. It's from Matthew 7, verse 14. Matthew 7, 14, when Jesus says, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz today. The day my wife and I arrived home from the hospital with our first child, Noah, was one of the most exhilarating and honestly terrifying moments of our lives. After the noise and frenzy of the previous few days, being surrounded at all times by doctors and nurses and parents, siblings, suddenly there we were in that house, just the three of us. The silence and stillness, though welcome, was frightening. I remember thinking to myself, oh man, now we have to actually do this. We actually have to become parents. I suddenly wanted 9 more months to prepare. I wanted to page a nurse or call my mom or sign up for another class. So much of the past 9 months had been about learning and shopping and renovating and childproofing. For almost a year, our lives had been completely consumed with getting ready for what we thought was an event, our son's birth. But in reality, it was to be here, beginning this journey. Newlyweds often experience a similar sensation when arriving home following their ceremony. They've been so fixated on the day of their wedding that they really haven't emotionally prepared themselves for the commencement of their actual marriage. The real stuff of life is rarely found in precise moments or noteworthy days, but in the daily walking out of our gradually unfolding stories. That's the beauty of the season of Advent. It really doesn't prepare you for a singular day, for one identifiable moment, for a 24-hour event. It helps you to see and listen and move differently as you travel through the next part of your journey, far beyond a specific spot on the calendar. Much like my wife and I sitting there in the quiet of that morning, you get to pause momentarily, and then you keep living. As you do, may you embrace all the low places, the places of grief and reverence, of caregiving and prayer, of peace and rest. Keep walking. And for the very last time, we have three questions for reflection and meditation for today's daily devotional called I'll Take the Low Road. Number one, as you've journeyed through these past 4 weeks, what thoughts, ideas, or themes have shown up? What have you noticed about yourself or the world? Two, what is something you'd like to change in the coming year? And what do you need to alter in thought, practice, and lifestyle in order to do that? And three, what does living low look like to you? Of all the quote-unquote postures we've explored, humility, compassion, grief, doubt, gratitude, reverence, rest, of all these postures, which are you most connected to right now? Humility, compassion, grief, doubt, gratitude, reverence, rest. Which are you most connected to right now? And that concludes Advent for the year 2022. Thank you for being along for the ride. I've enjoyed it. I've gotten a lot of good feedback about this little devotional called Low. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back tomorrow with one final Christmas Day devotional from the delivery room, I guess. But until then, I leave you with one word for prayer and reflection. And that word is arriving.